Mitch Langberg is our guest right now. You know him because he's a constitutional legal genius expert, and he's a senior partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles. This guy gets everything constitution and everything legal. So whenever there's something complicated, we turn to him. And he's also a funny, good dude. So, Mitch, we appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Andy. Nice to be here.
Good. You didn't take offense to me calling you a dude, did you? A dude?
Oh, no, no, no.
Excellent. All right, so there are a couple stories I want to cover with you. I'll just briefly say the headlines of all of them, and then we'll try to attack what we can in the next few minutes. Toyota is being sued over a cyber-stalking incident. The actual company Toyota is being sued. And then there's a guy who had a blog, and he told the truth on the blog about somebody else, and that cost him $60,000 of his money. And we're going to get into, you know, is defamation when you say something negative about somebody? What if it's true? Can you still be sued? Then we're going to talk about Rachel Yucatel, Tiger Woods' mistress, her lawsuit. And a man sues over flashing headlights to warn people about a speed trap that's coming up. You know, because I do that all the time. I see a cop waiting. I flash my signals, let people know, you know, keep him out of a speeding ticket. And whether or not that's legit and does he have a case. So, Mitch, is it cool with you I start with Toyota because it's the funniest and most depraved?
Yeah, let's do that. Let me just say, these are great topics today, Andy, because what we're going to help everybody out there understand is that we're dealing with free speech in our lives every single day, and it's not absolute, and people have to understand it. People have to understand it.
Well, Mitch, I appreciate you saying that, and the core of what you just said is that I produce great content, and that's why I'm the self-proclaimed king. So we're going to get into that. So I thank you for saying thank you. We really believe in compliments on this program. Okay, so let's get to this Toyota cyber-stalking ad stunt. And I want to walk listeners through this because I didn't believe it until I read it twice. It's so strange, yet it's actually true. So Toyota, who, if you haven't heard of Toyota, you're unstable. Stop listening to the program. They make cars, and one of their cars is called the Matrix. And look, it looks like a typical car. So I don't really know the Toyota Matrix. But it looks like a Civic, you know, a Honda Civic, except it's kind of got like a big butt. So they in 2009, then the lawsuit just happened. That's why we're talking about it. That's the breaking news. But back in 2009, an ad company that Toyota hired, and they wanted to reach like the young demo, because that's what they always say about my program. Andy, you're so great because you get young people. You're good with the demo, you know, because I just know how to talk. I know how to get down verbally, Mitch. You know what I mean? I'm just super cool without trying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, good. So there's this ad campaign that's supposed to target, like, you know, 18 to 35-year-olds or whatever that demo is. And essentially the campaign is called Your Other You. And they did a lot of research, and they found out that young people like to punk other people. So if you don't know punking, you know, it's Ashton Kutcher show, where you just basically humiliate somebody else. It's pranking. It's a fancy word for pranking, but Ashton Kutcher needed a new name for the show, so he came up with punking. It's the exact same thing. People like to do pranks. That's been going on since the beginning of time. Cavemen used to, you know, those what those paintings were in the caves. They were punking each other. So apparently the way that this ad campaign worked for the Toyota Matrix, this is a decent idea, but very weird. You could sign up a friend to get punked. So if there's somebody that you wanted to mess around with, you could choose one of five different fictional characters, and they would get punked. It could be a heavy metal fanatic. It could be a soccer hooligan. And you would have your friend barraged with text messages, phone calls, emails, videos for a five-day period. And what happened is this woman, who's not named in this article, or maybe she is. Duick is her last name. Her friend, it's a weird name. I wish I just said she was an unnamed woman, because now I'm going to be forced to pronounce her name for the next 10 minutes. So an unnamed woman is suing Toyota, and her friend signed her up to get punked. And the punking that she got was from an Englishman, soccer hooligan, fanatic, who started emailing her and saying that he was going on a cross-country road trip and they'd be out at her house in a few days. And then he emailed her again and said he was at a motel. And then the manager of that motel emailed her and said that a friend of hers had destroyed the motel and that she was responsible for it. She starts panicking. And then this punking goes even further, and that this crazy soccer hooligan says he's going to show up at our house, and he's got a drinking problem. And he set up a fake MySpace page to do all this. Now, Toyota says that all of this is legal because the friend that punked her sent her a page in which she can